Reformed Church.
Thank you for the promotion, Jesus, that you've brought. Thank you, Jesus, for the promotion that you've brought. Thank you, Lord. It's so interesting that the way that you promote people, it's not because we are so good, Lord, but you produce your goodness through us. And I thank you, Lord, that that leads to promotion. Thank you, Lord, that you produce your goodness through us and that leads to promotion. Thank you, Lord. Of course, not promotion in your eyes, Lord, but promotion in the eyes of people. Not promotion in your eyes, Lord. We've already been promoted in your eyes and before you, but promotion in the eyes of people. That you produce your goodness through us and then you promote us for it in the eyes of people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for that promotion that you have brought to us. In this day, Lord, I thank you for the promotion that you've brought to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just pray for everything that takes place with this church in the future, even in the near future. Thank you, Father, for the promotion of this church in the eyes of people. And the more that you produce your goodness through us, Father, the more that you promote this church in the eyes of people to be of use to them. Thank you, Lord. As we raise you up, Jesus, as we glorify you, Jesus, in the eyes of people, then exalt this church so we can be of use to the minds of other people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we praise you so much, Lord. It's not because of us, Lord, but we know that it's you that works these things inside of us. Thank you so much, Lord. But you are doing something, and you are preaching something, Lord, that is unfortunately special, but Father, we pray that it's not special for very long. We pray that it's not uncommon for very long. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Spread your gospel, Lord, and continue to produce your goodness through us to make us of utility to other people. Thank you for your goodness, though, Lord, that you've already given us and for the fact that we are already promoted before you and in your eyes, Lord, we cannot have a better position. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Awesome. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, it's so good. I just want to share this real quick, at least, in correlation to what the Lord was just saying, that sometimes as you learn the Lord, at each new thing the Lord teaches you, you kind of always think, oh, yeah, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for that. Whether that's position, whether it's some kind of influence, you kind of, each step of the way, you think, oh, that did it. Like, I just got this understanding, and that did it. But, you know, it's just good advice to just be patient and just learn the Lord, take your time with the Lord, and be patient and let the Lord promote you when he knows that you're ready. Because the thing is, we sometimes think that if we're perfect before the Lord and if we have everything in Christ and we're complete, that that means somehow that anybody should be promoted, whether it's a church position or otherwise, any kind of influence. But that's not the way that it works. You can be perfect inside, but the thing that benefits other people is when the perfection's on the outside, right? People don't benefit because of God in you. People benefit because of God through you. And so God knows when you're ready. And it's just awesome to see what the Lord's done with this church and will continue to do, that he just does things, of course, at our pace, but he walks with you every step of the way, and he won't give you more than you can chew. And people say, well, it's the Lord that does it through me, so how can you say that, you know, he wouldn't give me more than I can chew? Well, because at different points in your knowledge, you're just not ready for certain things. You think you are, but at certain different points in your knowledge, you're not ready for, you would get into a position that the Lord might have for you in 10 years, and you might get into that position now and feel the pressures and it not be something that is, you know, a pleasure to do. You could hurt other people because you're saying things that aren't quite right or whatever it is, but the Lord just knows when you're ready. And the Lord will just bring you every step of the way. Just don't get ahead of him. just don't push things. You know, if it just feels good to do what you're doing right now and you're learning Jesus, then just don't push it. Just let the Lord promote you as you go. There's so much I can say about that. I'll give you one quick example that the Lord actually even used for Pastor Zane and Ms. Kim. And it's a great, even just biblical example for anyone that when the Lord was working through David, it's really, really cool. If you follow the story of David, David was a shepherd. But even though he was just a shepherd, you could think, well, he was going to be king one day. So of what use is being a shepherd as far as training is concerned? But when the Lord was working through him, the Lord started working through David to kill bears and lions that would try to come and catch one of his sheep. And he started fighting, even just with fighting off other animals to defend his sheep. And he did that so much that he actually says that he had sort of proved the Lord in that particular aspect of his life. The Lord was really proving, manifesting in that area of his life in regard to fighting off these animals and defending his sheep. So much so that when Goliath comes around, Saul wanted to put all this armor on him. He volunteered. A whole army of men that were trained in war were scared of Goliath. And David said, you know what, I'm going to take him on, because he had the knowledge of the Lord to know that he was well able. And he also had, the Lord had taken him and allowed David to trust him with a bear and a lion first. Because if he would have just went straight to the giant, could God defeat Goliath through David? Of course, but David might not be there in his receiving. But David might not, in fact, wasn't there yet in his receiving, which is why God started him out with a bear and a lion, fighting off the bear and the lion. So much so, God allowed David to just trust him in that small thing. And he did. And he saw success in that area. And then when he gets along to Goliath, David has been able to trust the Lord enough to where he didn't even want the armor that Saul gave him. And he said, I haven't proved this. In other words, I'm not used to this method. I'm used to the method of me, my slingshot, and I'm just trusting the Lord. That's how I've been doing things, so I'm used to this method. And I've proved the Lord in this area, and I've seen him work in me that way. So he goes and defeats Goliath, which was, of course, one man, but a big man, and took him down, saw success in that area. I mean, he was a young guy. He went up and cut Goliath's head off, took his head to his tent. I mean, this guy was like ferocious, but of course in a good way. You know, the Lord can be a man of war, but he does it for the sake of love for people, right? For the sake of defending people. The Lord is not, you know, is not weak, but he used his strength for us, right? And that's what David did. He defended the people of Israel, cut this guy's head off. I mean, you know he's used to fighting, and he did that. And then soon enough, he started fighting for Saul. Saul exalted David to command his armies, and David saw success in that, fighting actual armies now. And shortly after that, you know, he became king. And you know what's funny about his reign? He had constant war throughout his reign. Constant war throughout his reign. Actually, so much war that it actually led to peace in Solomon's time. But God knew when he was a shepherd that he was going to have constant war in his reign. He knew as king that's what he was going to have. But he didn't throw him there. He started him out and said, you know what? Trust me with a bear and a lion. If a bear and a lion come to you, just trust me there. I'm not going to... God cares about us. Sometimes people will say, if God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. And, you know, if God can, you know, if you'll be a vessel for God, then he'll use you. And it's always like God looking at you as sort of a means to an end. God looking at you is just like, you know what, your utility to me is for other people. That is not true. First and foremost, when you seek God, he's a rewarder of those who seek him. He's a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. You are the one being rewarded. Other people get fringe benefits when you believe, but you're the one. You are God's primary concern. And God, despite, oh, well, David could be doing more, though. He's learning the Lord. He could be doing more than just with this bear and a lion and being a shepherd. Okay, but God is not going to make him king if it's going to hurt David. God will use David for mighty things, but he's not going to do it at his expense. God is not going to promote you in a way that's going to hurt you. And that's why I say, God, we know how much God loves us, right? Once you know he has that reputation, just wait on it, though. Just hold up. Let God promote you. Let it be natural, and let it, the natural progression of what the Lord's doing through you. And by let it be natural, I don't mean that you always have to wait for a handout or wait for someone else to come to you and wait for. Sometimes that means you seeking out something. Sometimes that the Lord is going to lead you to be the initiation on a position or getting a job. Or sometimes the Lord will lead you to do that. But let it be the Lord, though, where you're not feeling like you're pushing an issue. Because God's primary concern was David. David was out there in the field seeking him, and he's not going to make him king. He's not going to put him in front of Goliath where he's going to get hurt doing something. Even if it's for the good of other people, he's going to make sure that David, the one who's seeking him, is rewarded. And so I just wanted to share that with you, because God, just stick with him, keep your eyes on Jesus, and he'll promote you and promote you and promote you. But sometimes we always think we're ready for everything at every step of the way, because you learn some great new thing. And God is not trying to discount that great new thing that you learn or how you're seeing him in a new way. He's not discounting that. But there is a maturity even in the things you already know, let alone things you might still need to learn. And there's preparation and stuff. And I just, God has done this with his church, and we've seen it evident. And just like with David, stick with the Lord. Keep seeking him, and he'll start you out with the bear and the lion, bring you to a giant, make you the commander of an army, and when you're ready to be king, he'll make you king. But he's not going to do it before you're ready for that, right? It's our own knowledge. Like I said, we're not waiting on all God's timing. He's waiting until you're ready. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time, and I'll stop. We're not just waiting on God's timing here. He's waiting till we're ready. He's waiting till we are ready. That's the way that it works. It really is. You know why he does that? Because he loves us. He's not going to throw you into something that you're not ready for. By the time you get to the giant or your king, you're like, you know what? I've already proved this. I already know how to trust the Lord in this area. It's great stuff.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.